Earlier this morning, exiled Libyan opposition leader Dr. Mansour El-Kikia spoke to Radio National's Mark Bannerman. He said he could confirm that Colonel Gaddafi's troops were advancing on Benghazi this morning.
Yes, actually I have. I was talking about 3 hours ago, and the estimation is that they were actually the southern gate of Jdabia, and they had these rocket launchers with a minimum range of 23 kilometers, and they were moving very fast towards the city. I've been since then talking to a variety of people in the United States. I called the White House, the State Department, the news media, informing them about this. Because it seems to me what is happening right now is Mr. Gaddafi, it's about time the West started believing that this man cannot be trusted. What he's following today is the policy après moi le deluge. I mean, he knows he's losing either way, and so he's not going to go peacefully. He's going to go and take away as many people with him as he can.
But for those of us who do not understand precisely the terrain and the area you're talking about, what's the implication of that kind of hardware being put in place? What's it intended to do?
Believe me, that type of hardware has only one application. The application is causing as much destruction as possible to civilian areas. There are no military forces waiting for him right there, and it's going to be basically what will happen will be a battle between civilians and Gaddafi's forces.
So I understand this. He is using, in effect, this pause and the pause before the no-fly zone or any hits are made by the coalition forces that to set up for a further attack. That's your belief?
Exactly. I think so. And ultimately what he's trying to create is a fait accompli by saying, now I got Benghazi, I have Tripoli, and I have the large big cities, and therefore there's no need anymore for the United Nations sanctions or United Nations operations. You know, he thinks he can do it, but he's not going to do it. But the costs will be very, very heavy in civilian populations. I know Benghazi is getting ready for his attack. I know they're arming, they're trying to defend as best as they can, and they're waiting for him to come. But he's moving very, very fast indeed, taking use of this lull and taking use of, to some extent, if I may say, the gullibility of Western society in believing that this man can be trusted to follow through with any of what he says.
I don't want you to name the people concerned, but what type of people are telling you this? Are they reliable sources? Are you absolutely confident of this?
I am really confident of this. I'm talking to people who are actually in the council itself. I'm talking to female. I'm telling you, first of all, my house, my family will be one of the first to be hit in the way. And so I asked my mother, I asked my family to move backwards into the closer to the coast. I mean, her property can be replaced, but lives cannot be.
That's the exiled Libyan opposition leader Dr. Mansour El-Kikia speaking with Radio National's Mark Bannerman.